Hey coaches, welcome to the Coach You Newcomers Dig. And today's topic is the clean sweep assessment. You know what it is, but do you really know how to use it? And so we are going to dive in deep into the real potential for this particular tool and hopefully prepare all of you to use it in a very powerful way. And my name is Simone Pierre, and I am the co-host for the Coaching Newcomers Dig. And Louise Crooks is my co-host. She's not here today. And you can access archives to this group through our Facebook group if you just go and you search Newcomers Dig, S-I-G, Newcomers Dig, then it should pop up. And you can just answer a few questions and confirm that you're a coaching student, and we will approve you, and you can partake in discussions that may happen there, or we invite you to have there, or access resources and recordings. And so today we've got a group of coaches who've joined us, and someone just rang in, so let me find out who this is and welcome them. Hi, who's just joined us?
Tim Schmidt.
Hi, Tim. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Simone, and we've got several others on the line, so I welcome you all to our exploration of the clean sweep. I have got all kinds of resources and cross-connections. For those of you who have had me as one of your faculty leaders, you know I am kind of a resource queen and sometimes a competency queen, and so I've got all kinds of things that can support your ability to use this tool. But for those who don't, hopefully that will work for you. But I'm wondering, to open our discussion, I'm going to put a few questions out on the table. So I know it's not great coaching to stack, but I just want to put some fodder out there that might speak to where you're at. So one thing that you could share is what you're hoping to get out of this. Another thing could be what you already know about the clean sweep. And something else might be, what questions do you have about it that would allow you to feel more comfortable and confident using it? So likely we'll be navigating through those pieces throughout the entirety of our time together, but I just want to make sure that something speaks to any or all of you, hopefully, and I'm going to open up the floor now and just let us know your name and what you're thinking in response to any or all of those questions.
Well, I will go. This is Debbie LaBelle, and I'm a fairly new Coach U student, so I'm just in the 100 level courses right now. And putting together all of my assessments and tools and welcoming letters and coaching agreements, because I'm going to be an internal coach for an employment career path company. So I haven't had a chance to even see the clean sweep tools, but I'm very interested in how this can work for my potential clients.
Great. Thanks, Debbie. Who's next?
Hi, this is Donna. Oops, sorry. I'm doing this special interest group because I'm a returning coaching student with Coach U, and I signed up in the year 2000, and I come back from time to time to take classes over and just to reacquaint myself with certain aspects of some of the things that they have at Coach U. And so I have a client that I'm going to be giving a clean sweep assessment with, and I wanted to just revisit that conversation and see what I can get out of this call, because I do have a coaching business, so I wanted to start using that clean sweep assessment.
Thanks, Donna. And then with someone else?
This is Heather.
Yeah.
I've started the clean sweep program, and I just want to see how, or if anything comes up about how it can kind of correlate to the needless program and the value program, and how this all works together.
Okay, fantastic. We will definitely be going over that. That is a big part of it. So, thanks, Heather.
Hi, this is Gary. I have used the Clean Sweep program with one of my coaching clients, and he found it to be very helpful. And so I'm just, you know, hoping to learn more about it, because I would like to use it frequently with my clients, and just wanting to learn as much as I can about it.
Great. Thanks, Gary.
Hi, this is Anita. I currently have a coaching practice as well and have used the Clean Sweep, and just wanting any tips or anything you have to offer to maximize the effectiveness of it.
Right. Thanks, Anita. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Okay. Then I am going to jump in to, we have a little spectrum here of familiarity with it, and I'll give you a little bit of background. And if along the way you've got a question, please just type up and, you know, say something. I might want to finish a thought right then, or could just stop right there, but we'll certainly come to it. Essentially, I do believe that this was one of the first assessments that Thomas Leonard created in relation to coaching and for coaching. I could be wrong about that, but and some things that I have learned about it is that he really set this up as a way kind of similar to the Wheel of Life. Some of you might be familiar with that kind of a tool, but I think this becomes a little more specific, because it really starts to point to certain kinds of areas and things that can reveal patterns and values and different kinds of information than just simply trying to categorize around aspects of our life. And so in that sense, then, it is a way for us to see where our clients may have their greatest strengths, as well as some of their greatest challenges. So it is, you know, can really reveal that. Something to keep in mind is that this isn't just about acquiring points and cruise through and get it up to 100, but it's really actually about fortifying our foundation in a way that we can, if you can recall, if you've taken or looked into the Personal Foundation program, in the PF2, so some of you may not have taken that class yet, but you've got the workbook, there is one of the modules is called Become a Problem-Free Zone, or PFZ. And the ingredients for a problem-free zone are integrity, boundaries, and standards. But essentially, an element here of the Clean Sweep is also part of cultivating to become a problem-free zone. So primarily, it focuses on incompletions, and it's really helping folks become complete in their life so that they can recover a lot of the juice and energy that they've got could be like a big open faucet just gushing, or it could be just a drip, 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 which if that has ever happened and you get the water bill, you know it still makes a big difference. In terms of what it actually can cost, in that case, money for your water bill, but in our case of energy, it really does cost us to just be dripping away with incompletion. So it is a way of recovering our juice,
our energy, our resources, and to be able to then sow them in the places where we really want to reach something instead of just kind of managing and puttering along. So a few things about it, it is a good tool to use when a client isn't sure where they want to go with coaching. It can be a really good starter tool, perhaps as part of your welcome packet, or it might be part of somewhere along the way. You might just find, like, they're not quite sure. Maybe they don't really have a vision. Maybe they just know they want things to be different, but they're not entirely sure how. And this can add some focus to that coaching relationship. And just so you know, as a tool, some of these statements will never apply. And in the instructions, it says you can give yourself a point if you know that it will never apply. It also says you can change them up. My recommendation is that if it's something that, like, for example, there's one about drinking. Let me see. I think there is. Or I do not smoke tobacco or other substances. So I don't smoke tobacco or other substances. And, okay, that's really great. I have a point. But if I want to challenge myself more there, I might think of some place where I am challenged. And that might be, oh, I don't know. Within that one, they talk about, like, sugar and caffeine and some elements. But I could just put something else there that I feel like could be a hindrance toward my health and well-being. Or if that's something that perhaps as an ex-smoker who could be tempted, that might be a good reminder for someone that, yeah, I'm really committed to not ever picking up again, no matter what. So in that sense, you can work with your clients to adjust some of those or maybe there's something about children or parents, and maybe your parents have passed or you don't have any children. So you could alter that with something else or just give yourself a point. So anyway, just a little caveat there in how to work with it. But some elements of this, let me just check here and see any, I think that's all pretty straightforward, but I just want to make sure, are there any questions or comments about anything that's been shared so far? All right. So, Heather, I think that you really spotlighted this, although you didn't use these terms. Clean sweep is very well connected, integrated, I would even say, with the Needless program and the True Values programs, and those are revealed in a model that is not so much found in the coaching material anymore, called the INW model. And the INW model is, if you can imagine a pyramid with two horizontal lines, you know, just cutting it into three equal parts horizontally in their thickness. The bottom is integrity, the middle is needs, and the top is wants. And the premise here is that any healthy, functioning person who's really top of their game, all their stuff in life is handled, they would be living at the top of that pyramid in what becomes a little mini pyramid of the wants, and that is basically living from your values. It is really having a very values-oriented life and not having any, not suffering the loss of any energy, any of your resources through things in life that you're unaware about. It is being a problem-free zone. It's having a really solid foundation. And in coaching, what we kind of look at here is when people are stuck, we can use this INW model and determine if folks aren't living from there, then we go down to the bottom of the pyramid to integrity. And that is the thickest platform of that pyramid, and that integrity piece corresponds to the Clean Sweep program. And the middle section of that pyramid
is the need-less program, which, well, it's the need corresponding to the need-less program, and then the want corresponds to the true values program. So those three really work together. They make a little pyramid or a little mountain, and the real solid foundation of that is the clean sweep. And the reason why, and when we look at the personal foundation program as the classes, then the clean sweep corresponds to the personal foundation one, need-less program to the PS2, and the true values to the PS3. And again, then that idea is if somebody isn't living at the top, then what you do is you come down to the bottom and you find out where they're incomplete, where are they out of integrity. And if you remember from the guiding principle number 9, people define their own integrity is the vigilant development between conduct and calling. So it's basically, is everything that you think, say, and do an expression of who you truly are? And in a lot of places, the answer is not really. Or it also could be in development, because as we grow and develop, we find more and more out about our calling. Therefore, we can call into account more and more of our conduct. So in terms of as long as people are alive, they're living, and these models are living in that same sense as well. And so clean sweep corresponds to that integrity piece, which is very much about incompletion, as I noted before. So I'm going to just stop here and get a sense of any questions about the INW model. I'm trying to simplify it. There's certainly a lot more to it, but I want to just check and see if there's any questions or need for clarification at this point.
This is Heather. I just had a question. It's not to do with the INW model, but about something you said earlier. And I'm just trying to find out in my notes here. You said there was three things. Coaching, not kidding. Problem-free zone. You said integrity. And what was the other two things?
Boundaries and standards.
Okay. Thank you.
And the integrity piece is with the clean sweep. And then the boundaries is with the need-less program. And the standards, true values. I would equate those in those places. Although I do think standards is part of PS2. But I think that is, standards is what we hold ourselves accountable to, and boundaries is what we, will or will not allow other people to do to or around us. And integrity then is, this piece here. And I did put, if you join the Facebook group, I put in a link for just the standards clean sweep program, one that you probably have had access to. It's one, if you have used it, that you've shared with your clients. Might have looked a little different. They have a few different iterations. I like the graphic design of the 2003 model, so I still have that one. But I also put in the resources section one that was called the Coach You Leader's Guide. And this particular one is, I guess its first version was in 1993. This particular one was copyrighted 1995 that I shared. And and so it is pretty old school. Well, one of the reasons that I really, really like that one and have included it for you as coaches is because it gives some insight as to what those things might be or mean. And so in going through this, when you go into each of those four categories, so you're likely familiar that there's the four categories of physical environment, well-being, money, and relationships. And the premise here is that these four areas are a cornerstone for a strong and healthy life. And so this probably not much else that's going to be outside of those. You know, things could probably, you know, I'm sure there is, but, well, maybe not. If we think about career and things are all kind of tied in there in a way. And the premise of this is to get 100. And again, it's not about just acquiring points. It's really about supporting someone to, it's really about supporting people to create a life. It's a part of life design that really can help them be whole naturally. So it becomes one of the things Thomas Leonard said in somewhere along the way, I think this is in some of the advanced program material, is to get rid of to-do lists. Chuck out to-do lists and focus on routines. He was really big on systematizing and routines. So that's a lot of what this is about, is not just, for example, when you get the points. One time somebody had mentioned, like, oh, you cleared up all my files. And I kind of go through where I'll let things stack up, and then periodically I'll go through and I'll, you know, file everything away. And in my opinion, that doesn't get a point, because that means that there's something that always is going to become a toleration and is always going to have to be addressed. So a person has to determine whether they, you know, that's a point worthwhile for them or not. You know, we customize it in that way. That if we just assume that all of these points are worth having, then we'll just operate on that premise from there. But if somebody's system is, I let it all stack up, and then, you know, once a quarter, I go in and file it all away, that really kind of defies what's going on here. This would be more like the one-touch system. And that would be that every single piece of paper that comes into your life, you touch it once. So if you still do bills, you know, through mail and checks, maybe you even still do it online, but you get your things in the mail. And you would open it up, you would recycle the recyclable, you would write out the check, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on it, and put it in the mail. As soon as that happens, or put it in the stack of outgoing mail, and you would file the portion that is for your records. If it's online payment, you know, you'd go online and you'd schedule your payment, and that'd be done. So that the idea is that as things come through, you never have to think about them again. You don't have to use any more energy on them ever again. They're handled as they come in. And that's a big part of what a problem-free zone is that things may happen. Sure, maybe you're driving down the road and you got a flat tire. And it's like, oh, you know, it feels like a big problem. But it's something, if you can handle it in stride, and that might be that you've got fix-a-flat, you've got a spare tire, you've got a good jack, you've got AAA, you've got, you know, whatever the things are to support you, that you're not going to sit on the side of the road and also that you've given yourself enough time to get somewhere in terms of reserves, so that if you're on your way to an appointment, that a flat tire wouldn't even interfere with your ability to be to that appointment in a timely, stress-free manner. So you just handle it in stride. And that's what so much of the Personal Foundation program is designed to do, is to really help you do that. Help all of us do that, and to help our clients do that. And so, a few things I just want to come through and spotlight a few of these elements. This is all, some of the things that I'm going to say now are in the Leader's Guide. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group, please do. If you're not a Facebooker, let me know. I don't do it much, but I do enough, right, that I have this group that I can put things in. But if you don't have a Facebook account at all, please just send me an email, and we can stay on the line at the end, and you can email me, and I can send this to you directly. But it is found there. And there's just some elements about the objective, the promises of this program, some things that you that really will happen is people will have more energy, vitality. You'll increase your scores just by being in the program, because when people just start reading over them, they start to buck up a little bit and do things. And I think a big, especially thing is that they gain perspective on who they are, where they are, and where they're going. And I think it also supports them to really, like in the strategizing for success model, if you've not taken that class, you will. There's a model on page 207 in your textbook, and there's a picture of it, so you can kind of have a look. But the here and now wall really focuses on the situation that the person is in. And the thing about that strategizing for success model is there is a lot of effort put into the front end of that model to really get a sense of what's going on with people, for them to get really honest with themselves about where they are and why they're there and why they want things to be different than they are. And this kind of a program helps them get really honest about where they really are. And because of the work that they start doing within it, they become more responsive in their life versus reactive. And again, if you're helping them to design a life, then these are the kinds of things they need to be aware of. And I will say, and I think, Debbie, just particularly keeping you in mind, is although you're going to be working as an internal coach, which likely in those situations there's a lot of the corporate goals, the organizational goals that are in play. How can I manage better or get things done on time or get along with my boss or sell more, you know, whatever those more career professional goals might be, we're still dealing with people. And yeah. That's, you know, a really key thing is that we're dealing with people, so we need to know how these people operate. That's what it is to coach the who. Is really understanding who they are, how they operate, how they approach things, and where they consistently let themselves down that they may or may not be aware of. And so this tool really supports people within that process. It is also a bit of a backdoor approach to personal growth and business success. And because it starts to make people, so you probably have heard this, you sell people what they want, but yet give them what they need. And I also heard, this was on a TV show, and it was a politician in the TV show, and he said, a good politician sells people's needs to them as what they want, or something like that. And, I remember, obviously I didn't remember it, sorry, but this thing really struck me as a coach, like, yeah, and in sales, like, we have to sell them what they want, whatever keeps them up at night, but we find that as coaches, we have to help give them what they need in order to get what they want. And this helps to spotlight for them things that they actually need. And so in that sense, it's a little bit of a backdoor approach. It is important to know that there are some plateaus that people may hit, and they might get some quick points at first. If this is something that you actually want to focus on with them for maybe even the first 90 days, and then over the course of your coaching relationship, you check in over time. So it could be, if we think about the competencies in terms of our coaching agreement, part of our coaching agreement as the overarching agreement for the relationship may include the elements of this clean sweep program. They could be reconfirmed or reconfigured along the way as they grow and develop. It's something that is maybe the first 90 days is like, let's really get you some energy. Let's get some things handled so you can, you know, get some momentum. And then from there, it may be that you just check in maybe once a month or every quarter or something, that just in managing progress and accountability, we always keep in mind the overarching agreement of what they want out of the relationship, but sometimes the session seems very different from that. And it maybe they want to be, you know, raise their sales at work, and then today we're talking about their relationship with their spouse or partner. And it's, you know, we could easily say, like, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it has everything to do with that. Because if they're concerned about their personal life and they're not focused on what their job is, then it's interfering with their sales. So we're always keeping in mind that they want to raise their sales, and that would then have us ask some questions. Well, what about this is interfering with your abilities at work? Or, you know, whatever is going to be relevant. But we keep, that's part of how we manage progress and accountability, and are always on the check and double check that we're on track, or that maybe something has changed. Maybe they realize, you know, actually I know how to sell. What I really need to focus on is my relationship. And when that's handled, you know, everything else is fine. So you might renegotiate your relationship right there. And something like that could have come out from doing the feed piece. But I wanted to spotlight this again. It's in that material. It said points are added more quickly at first, but after they've added about 20 points, there could be a plateau, and some major plateau areas come at the 70 to 75, 85 to 90, and the 95 to 100, and often just like in losing weight, those last 5 or 10 pounds or 10 points can be some of the hardest. And people can get so close that they feel like it's good enough, but it's usually in those last 5 or 10 where, in this case, there's a lot of their ego can really be entrenched in those incompletions. So you enter into this with your client with the intention of getting 100, not just getting good enough. And so that is something to keep in mind, that, you know, as it becomes a goal or something to work with, that you want to keep that in mind, because it could, as I was mentioning, it could be that those last few points is where they don't want to do the hard work anymore, or the hardest work. And that could actually be the thing that really sets them free. So, and they can start wherever they want. So some people want to eat the frog and do the hard things first, and some people want to tackle the easy things and build some momentum. So it really is up to them. You just support them to figure out how they best operate. And if they pick one and you're finding that they're really not progressing, and it's not just like, I think you should be further along, but they're really getting stuck or they're really not taking action, then you can go back to them and ask. You know, we chose this approach. What do you think would happen if we, you know, flipped the script and started at the other end? And in that way, you're asking, you're presenting an option, and you're acknowledging an observation, and you're partnering with them by inviting them to think about it and choose how they want to progress. So we've just ticked off a whole bunch of PCC markers right there in that particular approach. And some things to know that as people are working this, that it's going to stir up some stuff. You know, for example, when you do the Toleration Free program, let's say people have a whole desk full of papers. And an organizer, a professional organizer to come in, they're like, zig, zang, zoom, you know, they'll just go through those papers like it's nothing, because they have no emotional or mental attachment to anything in that pile or in that box. But the person can look at that pile, and it might not be that big, but they might be attached to their finances, they might be attached to significant life changes that have just occurred. It could be, you know, other kinds of emotionals or truths that they don't want to be confronted with. So that pile of papers is more than just a pile of papers. That's why it's in a pile. And so just to know as a coach, part of our coaching presence is to have an ability to be with strong emotions. Doesn't, you know, automatically mean that we got to send them off to a therapist. We're paying attention to, we might dip, and I emphasize dip, into the past, but if whatever we discover right there, so when did you recognize that this first was an issue for you? Oh, when I was 10, blah, blah, blah. Well, then we immediately pull it right back into the present and the future. Okay, so that was at 10. What's it costing you now to hang on to that message? So somehow we bring it into the now, and we work with them to be able to get beyond where they're at right now with that. So we're not spending time there, but we're also not afraid of what might show up. And so just wanting to spotlight those. And here's a caveat in here. One thing that's written is the only time to be concerned is when the client has a low or skewed addictions and conditions index score. And that is, I will put that in the resources because actually Coach has a number of addiction-related assessments that I don't think are easily found in the resources section anymore. I have some that are labeled from Coachville, but they do have attribution to Coach U, like the 100 Steps to Recovery program and addictions and conditions. So I will, Advanced Recovery is another one. And when you look at the leader's guide that comes with a little, you know, for example, I surround myself with beautiful things, and here's a few ideas: art, views, furniture, flowers, pictures. So just a little bit of prompting. Either you can give that version to the client or for yourself to question them and asking them what that means, or perhaps expanding their perspective of what those particular points might mean. And some of the points related to this whole program then are found in or connected to some of these recovery-related assessments. And something I'll say there is, although somebody may not be a drug addict or a gambler or a sex addict or alcoholic or something, you know, maybe more well-known in the world is what addiction could look like, they could be an adrenaline addict. So we do have something called the adrenaline self-test and adrenaline lifestyle. And that's somebody who may be living on caffeine or eats a lot of sugar, or they overpromise and underdeliver, or they're always late, or they're always just on time, or they drive over the speed limit. Or so there's elements here that then as coaches we just become aware that all of those things have a price. And so just then coming back to that concern is if they've got, I guess it would be a high or a low score, whatever the scoring, you know, that if it really shows that they're in some really active addiction, then the consideration there would be to get them working with a therapist or a 12-step program or something where those things are being addressed. And maybe if they're still coachable, because people can be in therapy and be coachable, then you don't tap on those issues, but just know that they are not capable of progressing likely, and progressing in the clean sweep program as somebody who doesn't have those kinds of concerns. And so, so let me kind of think, and to that, and there's also, I just want to spotlight that there's a lot of associated other assessments, and I will offer some of those in a moment, but I've given a lot of information at this point. And so I wanted to check in and see what kind of comments and questions that you have now and what else you need in our remaining 15 minutes that would make you feel like you got everything that you could use for doing the clean sweep.
This is Heather. It's just noticing some of the things that you brought up, which I thought were really great. For instance, the ego is entrenched in the plateaus. which, yeah, just really hit home for me. I've been plateaued at like 70, 71, you know, like it keeps kind of bouncing back and forth. I have to get my car fixed or something comes up. I'm like, oh, not there. But I've kind of just plateaued and stopped there, and I have this last 30% to go. So I'm glad you brought up that ego. So that's brilliant. It's given me motivation to continue. And also I liked how you brought the when did this start 10 years ago and you brought it to the future again. I think that was really beneficial the way you brought that up. I feel like there was one more thing, but the toleration pre-program, I haven't seen any info on that anywhere, not yet. I haven't looked for it, mind you, but where can I find that easily?
In the Coach You Personal Development Workbook in the set in PF1, so that would be part of the Core Essentials program, there is a module called VASTA Toleration. And there are several tools that go along with that. And there's like 1,001 tolerations, the tolerations checklist. I'll put some of those resources in the Facebook group because there's a ton of toleration resources. Some of them a little bit older, some of them newer. But there is that section though called depth tolerations that you can look at specifically for more information.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking. Someone else, what are your takeaways so far or questions, that gaps that need to be filled? All right, well, I'm just going to keep going with a little more info. Just wanted to spotlight that some of the other corresponding programs for this, so I mentioned this is really deeply entrenched in the Personal Foundation. It is really applicable for the Strategizing for Success. It also is related to those recovery programs, the Needless program and the True Values and the Tolerations. So as many of those resources, I think I have all of them electronically, I will put in the resource section. And I wanted to share a little bit about coaching this. And in that leader's guide, just a few things that they talk about is that each month, and this could be as part of the check-in, you might just have your clients, as they continue to work toward increasing their score, that they would update their progress at the end of each month, that they would pick at least one item per month to complete or handle, and that they would look through the items already checked off to make sure that they are still handled. So, for example, I don't have any papers stacked up. And then they might realize, oh, that was just a temporary fix. It's not a systemic fix. So in that sense, there becomes a little more honesty around using the program, you know, in that sense. And I would say then, and then some things when you're coaching. So we've got like about 10 minutes. Is there anyone besides Heather that knows their clean sweep score? All right, then Heather, would it be okay to play with you a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
So you know your score is at about 70. Do you know mm-hmm. what the scores are in the individual area?
So A is 21, what is A? A physical environment. So 21 out of 25. B is health and emotional well balance. I'm at 21. Where I'm lacking the most is C is in money, probably because I'm not working right now. I'm kind of living off my savings, and I'm kind of entrenched in family, came back for a family crisis, and I'm studying, so I've just kind of sidelined that for the moment. And D is relationships, which I have 17. I'm sorry, money's at 13.
And when you last looked at the clean sweep, was there anything that surprised you?
Like in the questions that I thought, oh, I haven't got that, or I need to work on that?
A surprise might have occurred.
Okay. Well, I actually came across the clean sweep thing a few years ago, and I totally ignored it. And now that I'm studying in the Coach U program, I kind of wish I had done it before. I think it would have really been helpful. So that definitely surprised me of how beneficial I think it can be and has been. Also, I have found it quite motivational to get things done, like how you said, like having a system in place instead of just a one-off. Like the simple thing of keeping, my house is pretty tidy anyways, but it's made me be a little bit more aware, like I could probably dust a little bit more or this, but it feels good getting it done and kind of keeping on top of it instead of having this to-do list. And what else has come up for me? I found it kind of, well, I don't know. Personally, I currently save at least 10% of my income. I've always been more than a saver of 10% of my income. So I found that quite, I was like, oh, that's the baseline. So I was quite proud of myself on that aspect. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm sure something will come up when I kind of have a chance to read through it a little bit more.
And so something I want to spotlight for the group listening is we've just accumulated some information about Heather by asking that question. So, for example, one of the things that we heard is that she's living on her savings, and now we know why, because she always saves more than 10%. And we also heard, though, that it's an area of not just challenge because she said it, but also because, and thank you, Heather, for your graciousness, but because she qualified her lower score. So that's also telling us that there's a real sticking point to that, and it's something that she's not comfortable with. So we're keeping in mind maybe how to explore it, or that, you know, something's going on there. And she did give us some reasons why. But what may stand out to us as coaches and those reasons why, though, may not seem to be enough for her in terms of maybe how it's affecting her and thoughts about herself or what's going on for her right now. So these are just a little bit of kind of speculation conclusions that we could keep in mind, and we're going to listen for what we're hearing to see if I might just be making things up or if there's more to it where more data starts to come in. So I just want to spotlight how, even just in that little piece, we start to accumulate data about who our client is as we then ask further questions. In terms of then going forward to coach it, then the next thing that we would do is, so Heather, in terms of then these four categories, I'm going to ask you to pick, and this is where we become a little more directive because we're working with a tool, but we're still putting it in there. We've agreed we're going to work on the tool together, this assessment. So within these four, I'm going to ask that you would pick an area where, you know, you can look at the checks versus the unchecks, and just having a sense of which of these four areas would you like for us to focus on with our coaching right now?
You know, I am so glad, because I noticed it as soon as I said it, I was like, I was defending myself, kind of over-explaining, or my ego was getting in the way of the money one. And after I had just kind of finished explaining all my things, I noticed that myself. I was like, oh, that's something to notice, to reflect on, why I felt the need to explain why I'm doing it. In saying that, I still, because something's popped up here that is probably my number one priority currently at this point in my life, is there's one here under relationships that says, two of them, I have let go of the relationships that drag me down or damage me. Let go, meaning walk away, state, handle, or no longer be attached to. I do find that mentally I am a little bit attached to one or two relationships and not necessarily, so I do find myself overthinking that and maybe almost a little bit addicted to those thoughts. And then also the other bit, it says somewhere here, like, there's no one I don't want to bump into. Where is it? I have community. There's one. Oh, here it is. There is no one who I would dread to feel uncomfortable running across in the street at an airport or a party. There's one particular person in my life that I really don't want to see. So that has actually, this has highlighted that, and it's actually changed my course of my life purely because I realize I have to heal this relationship. So I think that's my number one relationship.
And so then in terms of then the coaching of this, we might ask, you know, we could either just dive in and say, you know, which of these would you want to focus on? But I think a better way of approaching this could be something like, how are these two related? And I'm a big proponent of asking what questions. So, and the reason why I'm rechecking myself is that how are they related? She might say something like, oh, well, it's the same person or something like that. And then we don't really get any more information. So we could say something like, what's the connection between these two that makes it hard to get the point or something? And even though it's kind of the same question in a little different way, it doesn't just stop at how are they related? Oh, it's the same person. It could still be, what's the connection? Well, it's the same person, but I've made it a little more specific related to the goal, therefore coaching, but without being too leading, that stands in the way of getting this point. So then we start to get her thinking of what's the barrier, what's really going on with this. And it could be then we might get a little information there, and then we would look for some agreement. And that would be something like, this would be a yes, no. So Heather, given everything that's on the table about this, is this or are these points important enough to focus on for the next 30 days?
Yes.
Or, you know, whatever it is, right? So then we get some agreement there, and then we can start, okay, given that it is important to focus on, then we can start establishing an actual session agreement. What would you like to be different? What stands in the way? How are you going to know that you've really let go? Or, you know, whatever it is that you say, then we can start establishing some of those coaching agreement elements. And then we just move forward in our coaching with them in a normal kind of fashion. And then part of that competency 11, managing progress and accountability, is depending on how much of a focal point this is in the coaching, it could be this is the coaching topic for the next month. And so it always ends up we talk about that. Or it could be she's working on something on the sidelines, then that we might come in and check on what's your monthly score now, what's the update. If we could make an agreement that it's the first session of the month, we always check in on the clean sweep, or, you know, something in that way where you can establish then the logistical agreement about moving forward with it. And in that way, you're keeping your finger on the pulse, but also supporting the client in the totality of what they need and want from coaching. So I wanted to just check in. I know that we are almost right at the top of the hour, so if you have to go, I do see that some folks have jumped off, but I wanted to just check and find out, host, is any remaining questions, or what are you taking away from this that has made it worth your time to join today?
This is Heather. I just got dropped from the call for like the last 2 minutes, so I have no idea what just happened, but maybe, yeah, anyways.
I can stay after and fill you in, Heather, if you've got a little more time.
Yeah, thank you.
And, okay, yeah. And especially because we were talking about you. So for those who are remaining, what are you taking away from today?
This is Tim, and I think a takeaway that I liked was how you transitioned from the clean sweep as a tool to coaching conversation.
Yay!
Yay. I mean, it's pretty simple, but it was a very nice transition, and it's nice to see how that would work. The tool itself is not all that appealing to me, but to see it in play makes me see it as, okay, that I can see how that would be a more useful tool than I suspected. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for sharing.
This is Gabby, and my takeaways were just the ability to use this as a 90-day program or to get started and facilitate, you know, where they're going to go, setting goals, because a lot of my customers, they won't be staff, it'll be customers enrolled into our program for services. So some customers are only with us a few months, some are with us for a year, so that was really helpful to know that I can kind of tailor it. And as Tim just stated, using it as coaching conversation points too. So I'm excited, but I also am glad that you shared that they're going to hit plateaus and to really encourage them to get what they need out of it, which is to get 100, so, and not just good enough.
Great. Thanks, Debbie. Someone else?
I just wanted to say I think it's just a really good refresher. There's so many, a lot of tools that we have, and so just being able to highlight one and talk through it again, it's a good refresher, and the tips that you've given have been very helpful, so thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Anyone else? So, Heather, I want to check with you. I know I'll fill you in on the last few minutes, but in terms of the totality of the call or the other part of the call, what are you taking away that someone might want to hear about?
Actually, my first takeaway was more personal, actually, is that I actually really do need to put more energy into this relationship, and whether that be just an internal energy or whether that be an outwardly energy. So that was more personal. I don't think I'm going to add any value to anybody's life there on that one. What have I taken away? Mostly, I think definitely when you said the ego thing, that really, really hit home. I took an ego course workshop about 2 weeks ago, and that's kind of my flag word. So I'm so grateful you brought that up, and I really think there is a lot of truth to that. I think that's maybe my biggest takeaway. And also, I think it was Tim or Tom, I can't remember, how he said he may have not fully appreciated the value of this program until now. So I think I have more value. I see more value in it.
Great. Thank you for sharing. And thank you, coaches, for your participation today. And for those who are listening to the recording, If you've got any questions, please feel free to post them in the Facebook group, and we'll get some discussion or get some answers. And for those who are still on the line, you can go to Facebook and just put in a search for Coach Newcomers, SIG, S-I-G, and it'll say Coach Newcomers, and you can join and have access to all of the resources that will be there. Again, my name is Simone Pierre. I am your co-host. And if you would like to get in touch with me specifically, you can reach me at spierre@unleashyourmajesty.com. I'm in the faculty list, so you can get my email address from there as well. But thank you so much for listening, and we will see you again next month on the third Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. I don't remember the date off the top of my head. And next time I'm going to do the Needless program. And that one is willing that there's an assistant or willingness, I will be doing more coaching on how to coach through the Needless program, because that one is it's a powerful one. So, yeah, thank you, coaches. And I'm going to stop the recording.